Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Despite that amazing All Blacks win at the weekend, the team is still mired in controversy. The head coach, Ian Foster, says he still isn't sure whether he's going to be in the job for next weekend's match against Argentina. NZR CEO Mark Robinson has refused to say one way or the other, but has announced a review into the team's start to the season. David Moffat is a former CEO of New Zealand Rugby. He's with us. Hi, David.
Hey, Heather. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. What the hell's going on here?
Well, who would know? I've heard a lot about this non-event that was the presser that he held, and I think all he did was make things worse, dramatically worse, because I think, you know, whether any of the fans think it should be Foster or should be Scott Robertson, the fact of the matter remains that Foster had been left out to dry by Robinson, and I don't think that's good enough. And I think the average person would just sort of say, well, why don't you make a decision and either sack him or back him?
And do you think, David, that they have they possibly already made a decision, do you think?
I have no idea at all. And by the sound of it, neither does Ian Foster, which I think is absolutely deplorable. I mean, this guy has been left hanging now for weeks and weeks. Mm. And unfortunately, New Zealand Rugby is actually looking like they're a government department. Can't make a decision, don't know what to do. Oh, we'll just hold a review. Then we'll hold another review. Then they had a review. I mean, the reviews are coming out their ears. And then, you know, they should have already known what they were going to do. And the fact that they didn't is incompetent.
David, have we been too hard on Ian Foster publicly?
Look, I think it's a very difficult situation. We're now talking, when we talk about coaches and players, although I haven't said anything about the players and all of this, I think it's got more to do with the administration. But I think it's a professional sport, Heather, and it's all about results. And if you have a look at the guy that's just gone to Manchester United, a guy called Ten Hag, I mean, he's lost two in a row, and there are already people there calling for his head. You know, I mean, it just goes with the territory. You either succeed or you don't. And I think it's just that is just the reality of professional sport.
David, thank you. David Moffat, former CEO of NZR.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.